Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before we get into this video, make sure you're subscribed if you aren't already. We're trying to hit 250,000 by Christmas. Entitled Aunt Steals Computer from Plane. Okay, so this happened a few years ago when my uncle was moving from Mexico to the US to get his master's degree. He left a few weeks before my aunt to get an apartment and start classes while she finished up packing her house in Mexico. As a little backstory, she's one of those people that does awful things but manages to frame everything as God's will to justify her actions. It's kind of crazy the things she's gotten away with, like telling me that I need an exorcism and actually lines one up for me, but that's another story. Anyways, we met up with them after they had settled into their house and my aunt starts telling us this hilarious story. So apparently she was on the plane from Mexico to the US and while on the plane there was a businessman in front of her and he had his business laptop with him. The way that she told it was exactly like this in front of my family. So I was on the plane and I prayed the entire flight that he would leave his laptop on the plane so that I could take it so that your uncle could do his homework. God knows that we need the money and can't afford a new laptop, so if he leaves it, it's a sign from God for me to take it. But you didn't take it, did you? Well, that's the wonderful thing. It was a miracle because when he was getting off the flight, he left his laptop in the front pocket of the seat. And I prayed harder that he wouldn't remember that he was missing his laptop. So I waited until the plane was empty and I grabbed it. God really works miracles.
What the heck is wrong with you? You realize that business laptops can be tracked, right? You need to return it? My uncle agreed. That's what I told her, but she won't let me see it so I can contact the guy.
I really don't understand what's so wrong with it. God wanted us to have it. You don't appreciate anything I do for you. Can't you see? It's what God wants for us.
So my mum ended up forcefully taking the laptop and mailing it back to the owner. But the moral is that my aunt is insane. This isn't even the worst thing she's done, but I don't think it belongs necessarily in this subreddit. Okay, so all in all, your aunt does sound pretty horrible, but to be honest, I want to hear about the exorcism. That sounds absolutely insane. And actually, OP has left an edit at the bottom of this story. So since everyone wanted the exorcism story, I decided to post it on the comments somewhere, and here it is. My entire life I've loved horror movies. I'm not over-exaggerating. My first one was The Blair Witch Project when I was 5. Wow. By accident, but I loved it. Not the witch or anything, but the realization that not everything was perfect, but that my life was pretty good. And my mum is the same way, so we would watch horror movies all the time. Actually, we love horror movies so much that we've seen all the ones on Netflix, and we have a tradition of watching movies together on Thursday nights, but I digress. My aunt, once again, is religiously insane. My grandparents probably fueled it because they are super religious, but pretty level-headed. Except when it comes to my aunt, because she can tell them any tale as long as it involves God in some way, and she can milk them for everything they have. It's kind of crazy the things she's gotten away with, like having my grandpa pay for her children's tuitions for private school, because she didn't want them attending public school, him paying for every single house she's ever owned, etc. And yes, I literally have an entire Rolodex of stories I could whip out, but I'm not going to at present. Okay, so back to the forced exorcism, here we go. My family was staying in her house for 2 weeks over the summer because my sister and I were going to attend some leadership camps that were offered for us to learn at an actual college, and it was going to be pretty cool. On the first or second day of being there, it had to be a Thursday. My mum and I were looking for a movie to watch as per our tradition. We find a movie, I can't remember the name, but it was a stupid ghost movie. The next morning, we're eating breakfast and my aunt asks how we slept. We say good, and I happen to mention the movie. Her eyes narrowed and looked at me like I'd murdered her whole family. You did what? We watched a ghost movie. Okay, I've been meaning to talk to you two about this fascination with the occult. Me and my mum both say, fascination with the occult? Yes, the occult. I've talked to my priest and he said that it is a sign of people who've been possessed by a devil. Maybe even a legion of devils, and you brought that back to my house? I wanted to tell you later on in the week, but thankfully Father Blank holds monthly exorcisms for people who might be afflicted. I was going to take you just to see if you were, but I'm glad we're having this conversation now. I've noticed other demonic traits that you two might possess, like unnatural abilities. My mum had just started writing a blog and it became pretty stressful, and I had just won a few art awards, but since she couldn't do either, it was unnatural. Odd behaviour? I don't even know, maybe she doesn't realise she's the weird one? Negative reaction to prayer? Because we didn't want to go to church at 7 a.m, etc. My mum and I were dumbfounded. She did this whole monologue about how we were letting the devil into our hearts, and some other stuff for an hour, when finally it culminated in this. Me and my mum both say we're not going to get exorcised by an exorcist. There's nothing wrong with us. Yes, there is. It's not natural to gain success so quickly without a pact from the devil. Oh my goodness me. That is just jealousy right there. Maybe we're just good at things? That's not possible. I'll bring him here myself to do it. Only possessed people wouldn't want an exorcism. My mum says, well, OP is going to be at summer camp tomorrow and I'm not going. If you're going to be like this, I'll leave. Don't worry, I don't want to possess your house. For whatever reason, my aunt went completely silent, dropped it, and didn't mention it again. But yeah, that's the time she wanted to give me an exorcism. And on a side note, when we went to church with her, I didn't understand why the priest was looking at my family so much with a stern look. But after all that, obviously it was because she had told him we were possessed. Oh, well, this is probably the most insane aunt that I've ever come across on this subreddit, and I just love it. What an entitled lady. I love hearing these stories. It's so funny to me that just because she's had no real success in her life, well, it seems that way anyway, she's like, no, you must be possessed by the devil to have that much success in art and in your job. I mean, come on, lady, just be proud of your relatives. Don't get jealous. It's embarrassing. Moving on to our second story, entitled Mum Parks on Our Grass. Recently, we moved from Missouri to Ohio for my husband's job. We moved during the summer and have children at three different schools, but all three schools use the intersection kitty corner from our house. My younger two go to primary school here, which is kindergarten through second grade. Since the kids are so young, many parents walk their kids down, but some have recently started driving two blocks from their house to the bus stop. Well, there is one mum in this green Jeep that has made it a habit to park on our grass in the afternoon to wait for her child. I didn't make a big deal about it the first few times, but after a week straight of rain during the fall, her Jeep made huge muddy tire tracks in our grass. I'm talking 4-inch deep huge marks where the Jeep was nearly stuck. She had to back up to get out after 5 minutes of letting the tires spin. The following day, I walked up to her Jeep and knocked on her window. I kindly asked her to not park on our grass anymore, especially when the ground was so wet, and pointed to the large tire marks. She gave me a really snotty look and rolled her window up. I don't like confrontation, so I was sort of relieved when the following day, a Friday, she parked somewhere else. Monday afternoon rolls around, and I looked out my window as she is pulling up and see her look to my front porch, where I normally sit to wait for my kids. When she didn't see me sitting there, she peels into my grass, into the same tire marks as before, and digs them another 2 to 3 inches with mud flying everywhere. I was beyond livid, but I knew this wasn't going to go anywhere if I tried talking to her again. So I made a beautiful, professional looking sign and hung it up. The sign says, please do not park on our grass. Smile, you're on camera. So we don't have a camera that points that way, but we do have a Ring doorbell that doesn't even point that way, but she didn't know that. She stopped parking there for 2 whole weeks until the rain and snow destroyed our sign. Today was the first day she decided to try parking there again, and I'm so happy she did. Right after she got her kid in the car and went to take off, a police cruiser pulls up and cited her for parking too close to a stop sign. No, I didn't call them. It was all completely coincidental. Oh, I like stories like this, where in the end, the entitled person gets the karma they deserve. That's so ridiculous though. Why wouldn't you just park on the street like everyone else? Why has it got to be on someone's front lawn? That's almost disgusting. I have a little bit of respect for people's houses. Come on, lady.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Moving on to our final story. Now, this is only a short one, but judging by the title, you guys will know exactly why I've chosen it. Entitled Mum tells me I can't use sign language at home because she won't learn it. This is about my adoptive mother. My adoptive parents are British citizens who moved to my country in the EU. They adopted me actually expecting mental disabilities, but I was just profoundly deaf. You would think that would be easier. So I grow up, I get enrolled in deaf schools where I learn sign language. But my mother decides it's too hard for her to learn sign language and actually bans me from using it in the house. I had to mime or point at things until I could start writing, upon which I carried around a notebook everywhere. If I did try to sign, I was called disrespectful for not including her in the conversation. In a strange way, this made my written language skills very good, as well as my lip reading skills, which many deaf people have challenges with. It was very difficult and upsetting living with her. My adoptive father was nice, but he just listened to whatever she wanted, so he became a bad parent too. I went to university and limited contact in them. The one time I tried to visit them for the holidays, I returned to a house with a stranger family. My adoptive parents had moved back to Britain without telling me. Who does that? Well, I'll tell you who does that, OP. Parents that aren't very caring for their adoptive children, that's who. Anyway guys, that is going to be the end of this video. I really hope you did enjoy this one. A few shorter stories, but yeah, I enjoyed it. If you want even more entitled parents content from yours truly, click the video on screen right now. If not, I will see you guys all tomorrow with two more uploads.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.